Topic 4. Read on.
Fact or fiction? Distinguishing between fact and fiction in the material we find online can be very difficult. We are often advised to be careful about what we read on the internet. Don't take anything at face value, we are told. Check your facts. But do we? How well have the writers of the following posts checked their facts?
The Weekly Bulletin, Violence and Video Games, Revisiting the Debate.
I was alarmed by Joe Worth's article, It's in the Game. As a concerned citizen and grandfather to three adolescents, I felt I simply had to respond to express my worry about the increasing level of violence in our society and its undeniable link to that seemingly innocent free time activity so popular amongst young people today, video games. As everybody knows, the media is full of reports about the increase of violence among young people, and I'm sorry to say that I blame it all on these video games that glorify fighting, sniping, and carnage in general. If young people spend all their time in an online world where might is right, is it any wonder that they carry that same attitude into the real world? I don't blame the young people. I blame the manufacturers of these brutal, aggressive games. It has been repeatedly proven that cruel, violent video games promote disruptive and antisocial behavior. Did you know that up to 47% of children who play violent video games go on to commit a crime later in life? Enough is enough, I say. Let's keep our streets safe. Let's ban this toxic form of entertainment once and for all. Bill Berman, Austin, Texas.